Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we have another man who is in the final section of an HMT, the sentencing phase, if you will. Now, this article was published on the 4th of April. Quote unquote, she begged him for her life. Area man sentenced for terminating his wife. Terry Barlow, 54, of Beaumont, was sentenced to 50 years in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Boy, did they throw the book at this man. Barlow pled guilty to shooting and offlining his wife, Ashley Barlow, 37, of Beaumont. Surveillance video from the two businesses across the street showed that on October 23rd, 2021, Terry shot Ashley 9 times at point blank range as she pleaded for herself and her children. The evidence showed that Barlow returned to the scene of the termination and surrendered. Wow, gentlemen, 9 times at point blank. Whatever drove him to do that was something extremely personal. To shoot somebody, yeah, that's bad. But 9 times at point blank, yeah, there must have been something extreme that drove him completely over the edge. Hey, I wonder what it was. I wonder if he'll ever say what it was. Who knows? Honestly, who cares? Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Barlow pleaded guilty to an agreement where the court could sentence him to anything up to 50 years in prison. Why he would make a deal like that? Who knows? Or maybe, since the fact he surrendered, he was like, you know what? She became the bane of my life. She betrayed me. So guess what? I'm taking matters into my own hands. There's no need for me to run. It is what it is. The court heard from the lead detective, Yvette Barrero, a second victim of aggravated assault, and from the sister of Ashley Barlow, who is now raising the Barlow children. After hearing punishment testimony, the 252nd Criminal District Judge Raquel West sentenced Barlow to the maximum under the plea agreement, 50 years in prison. Wow. Bad plea deal. Female judge. This guy had no chance. The court also sentenced Barlow to the maximum punishment for the aggravated assault of shooting at a second victim, which was 20 years in prison. So he got 20 additional years just for shooting at someone. Because the shootings were in the same criminal episode, the sentences by law must run concurrently. Yeah, so my man just need to go ahead, go to the prison burial ground, pick out a plot, put his name on it. Quote unquote, the videos showed the heinous nature of this crime. Prosecutor Philip Smith said, The defendant shot Ashley 9 times at point blank range, the last 3 as she lay on the ground under him. She begged him for her life and the life of her babies as he screamed that it was her fault. This was a senseless and brutal termination. We are appreciative of the work of the Beaumont Police Department. Gentlemen, that right there, what this man said, it was her fault. That right there means she must have betrayed him in such a way that he could only take matters into his own hands. Yeah. Yeah. 6 times, 3 times as she was laying on the ground. Yeah. Once again, I'm going to say it. Betrayal of that magnitude drove him completely over the edge. Whatever she did, he made sure she was never going to do again. What more can be said, gentlemen? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, sounds like it went down on a public street. Gotta give it a 5. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this one a 15. Because there was 2 videos that showed exactly what went down. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this one a 15 as well. 9 times, point blank, yeah. He wanted to thoroughly make sure she, 1, suffered, and 2, was not going to come back. Yeah. So Terry, the blaster, Barlow gets a score of 40. Gentlemen, I really wish he would have went into detail of what she did that drove him to go ahead and take matters into his own hands and put on that mask. However, I think at this point, it doesn't really matter because, once again, she did something or said something that made him completely snap. You heard the fact that he actually came back and surrendered. Why would he do that? Well, like I said, she did or said something that made her become the bane to his life. So he decided, you know what? I'm going to take care of business. You've betrayed me in one of the most horrifically bad ways. So, yeah, you got to go. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article if you desire. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, I constantly say this, but you're just not getting the message. The power you think you have is going out. Feminism and the idea that society is going to protect you in your final moment of need, that idea is going out right along with it. Because once again, a woman said or did something that drove the man in her life to put that mask on. And when that time happens, ladies, no one is going to just magically appear and get that man off you. No. See, that's when the ultimate reality is going to be presented to you. And guess what? You're not going to be ready for it. It's going to be you, him, and his rage. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, he's going to win that fight. But ladies, continue on in that delusional mind state. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out. Whoa.
Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.